Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the program today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson and Greg Warren.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the longest time
ever. You know what he's going to say?
What's he going to say?
That was the shortest 6 minutes ever. There's no way I was gone for... He's going to blame the Earth's rotation.
No, he didn't leave till like 2 minutes were left.
I was talking to Duke.
Having all right. Did you set your timer?
Was a discussion. No, I didn't. I've been asking for that. Some time.
I've been asking for that. My goodness.
All I want are several clocks throughout the building counting down. Not too much to ask.
What is going on?
Oh, my God. We're going to be joined by comedian Al Jackson.
Looks like a genie.
Are you going to tell our fortune today?
I guess, yeah, Christy's right. Al looks like he's gone all gypsy on us. Is that a do-rag? What's going on? Is that a turban? I can't figure out what...
I don't know.
It's a do-rag. Remember, Al sent us some.
Can Al hear us?
I don't think he can hear us.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay, there we go. We have that's Duke Tomato with the Power Trio playing us in. They are the house band today. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Comedian Greg Warren has joined us, Al Jackson. Are you in Denver today, Al?
What's up, Al?
I am in Denver, man. Life is good. I'm doing a benefit myself tonight for Firefly House
nice.
Autism. So, yeah, it's a good night, good week for benefits. That's what's up, baby.
Oh, cool. Right. Well, we'll thank Duke Tomato and the Power Trio, bring the band back a little bit later on. We are nationwide, as they say. Comedian Greg Warren, as I mentioned, is here. Greg is on his way to Louisville's famous Caravan for shows this evening, Friday and Saturday. And, hey, did you, I don't know if you heard about this, Al, but Josh Arnold is going to be back on the comedy stage in Lexington, Kentucky at Comedy Off-Broadway. And now, when you first went back on stage after more than a year off, did you have any trouble remembering your stuff?
You'd be surprised, and when I say you, like anybody that's a comic, you'd be surprised how quickly it comes back. But there's going to be like little gaps where, like, and Greg, I don't know if have you ever like started a joke and you're pretty sure you know how it ends, but you're just like, all right, well, we're going to kick this off. I know some of my mother-in-law, and we'll get to the end. So, yeah, you'll be a little bit rusty, but yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, I sometimes you'll watch a musician and they'll go into a solo, and then all of a sudden you go, I think that they may have trouble getting back, and then they come back in. Yes, all right. It's the same thing with comedy. You got a little sidetrack there.
I was going to ask Greg, how much time did you take off? Like, because I think the longest I went like 6 months during the pandemic, even in between Zoom shows, I was just like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, I think I had like maybe three months off. It takes one night to get back into it.
So what you're saying then is that Friday show,
Josh will be
those
great.
Two Friday shows for Josh, you're saying go see you in Louisville on Friday and then on Saturday go see Josh.
I'd love to take a shot at Josh, but I will say he's He's the quickest on his feet of anybody I've ever seen on stage. So, like,
he'll need to be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Not according to his personal trainer.
Yeah. No, he's like,
stay down.
No, I will say this: if things go wrong and he forgets something, it'll be funnier because he's real good at the recovery part.
Okay,
Al, I did. I was in Colorado Springs and I hadn't been up for a while, and I did do the same joke twice in my act, and they just looked at me like, well, yeah, you already said that.
God, how embarrassing.
That's amateurish.
It was very amateurish, yeah.
When back in the day when you guys would do three shows on a Saturday, I know you're exhausted after a long week. It has to be rough at some point. You know, you're 45 minutes into a set, all of a sudden you're going, did I?
Oh, yeah. That third show Saturday used to be just guesswork. And
also, you know that they wouldn't remember it anyway.
They always said, we're here to address, not impress. Third show.
Okay. Now, so I don't know if Greg, have you ever played the Baltimore Comedy Factory? Because they used to have a crazy schedule. It was one show Thursday, three Friday, and three Saturday. It paid great, but it was just like a super... So that third show, this is your third hour on stage, and they wanted you to do 60, not even 45.
Yeah, I played it once, and they thought it would be good to do, I think it was $15 all you can drink on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, yes.
Boy. And there were people just bringing out, like, just trays full of draft beers. It was really bad. And then this lady, I think I threw somebody out, and the lady... I still remember this. God, I don't know who guys up there thinks he's Kenny Chesney.
That was her barometer.
Yeah. Thinks he's Kenny Chesney.
I like Kenny. I just don't think he does that many jokes on stage. He emerges from that box. We got to stop for a second. Al Jackson, what is on your head?
I have, you know what, Tom, I was listening to one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite artists right before I came on, and I was like, well, I'm keeping the do-rag on. The song's called Dragon Ball Do-Rag by this artist named Thundercat.
Oh, yeah,
and,
sure.
Yeah, Thundercat's, first of all, that's the homie. He's good friends with Hannibal, so I know him. And he has a song called Do You Like My Do-Rag, and it is the greatest song ever. The greatest song ever.
Okay.
And so I sometimes when I'm listening to the song, getting ready in the morning, I got the do-rag on.
Well, from
you'll be surprised.
View,
I don't have one handy.
From our point of view, you almost look like a fortune teller.
Yeah, you look like a gypsy. I guess maybe it's the headphones.
Just like one hoop earring.
Or like a very slender turban, very sleek.
Right. Well,
I mean, if we've learned nothing in this economic market that we're in, Tom, Greg, everybody, look, you need to have a niche. And I don't know what the African-American male fortune teller group is, but it's a small one.
Yeah.
And I'm charismatic, and I'm going to stick it over.
And you know what, Al? They're loyal. They're loyal.
Yes, that's right.
They're going to stick with you.
Yeah. Well, wasn't there a famous, I believe she's deceased, late night television.
Oh yeah,
Cleo.
Miss Cleo.
Cleo.
You could come back as Mr. Cleo, and since she was a bag of lies anyway, you could just say you were her son. Just open with that. Hi, I'm Mr. Cleo. I'm Miss Cleo's son, and I buy some TV time and start telling people's fortunes.
That's a great idea, and I need everybody in the studio to remind me not to let Tom do my eulogy.
Right.
Wow, she was a bag of lies, a horrible person. I'm glad she's dead, but I think
exploiting the ignorant.
Oh.
Okay, now we should explain to everybody here that the object of this show is to educate me, because as you've known me for a long time, Greg Warren,
sure.
To a degree, so there's a certain level of hipness, but I'm trying to get a little more street, what? As they say.
I don't know if that's possible.
And
it's not.
And believe it or not, Al Jackson grew up less than a mile from where I grew up. And so we have a certain, a few things in common.
A thick gate between neighborhoods.
It was less than a mile, but really a world away.
You can read it in Tom's book, What a Difference Gerrymandering Makes.
So, you know, when you say stuff like, I'm trying to be more street, that's probably the most unstreet thing you can say.
I'm trying to be delicate here. These are sensitive issues. We live in sensitive times.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Now, you. What's the name of the song you love? What was it? Something Do-Rag? What was it?
Dragon Ball Do-Rag.
So, you know, I grew up with that great Beatles song, Love, Love Me, Do-Rag.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, classic. Al, give me a word. Let me see if I can figure it out.
All right. Now, obviously, Greg, I want you to jump in here, too. Now, I'm hanging out with my daughter this weekend. She's here in Denver kicking the summer with me. And so it hit me that she's Generation Alpha. We've been doing Gen Z, you know, guys from my era, the 90s. Tom, we're going to go to Gen Alpha. These are the young kids. So this slang was even new to me. So this is going to be very tough.
Okay.
But Tom, we're going to start easy.
Okay.
And we're going to just ease into it like an old Sade record. All right, okay. Let's do it. Tom, what is an ubis?
Mm. Wow. Now, we're talking Gen Alpha. What? Can you give me some brackets on the age group here?
Is this high schoolers?
High school?
I think Gen Alpha, and somebody's going to correct me, please do. I think they go up to 22, 23.
Okay, but
maybe like 13 to 22.
Okay, well, I've got a 13-year-old.
I'll look it up while you're thinking.
Looking it up for you.
Give me the word again.
Ubis.
Ubis.
U-B-I-S.
Jeez.
It's an insurance company. Everybody knows that.
It does sound like an insurance company.
It sounds like something involving a Latin and some animal.
Right?
Don't think about it too. Who had a guess?
I had a guess.
What?
Let's talk to me.
It's a female Uber driver.
You know what? I'm giving it to him because it's just an Uber.
Are you kidding?
Oh, just an Uber.
It's
just,
Ubis.
Oh. It's an Uber.
Wow.
Look at Greg coming in.
Yeah, laugh it up, guys.
Look at you.
Greg's one of those guys that gets called up on a Thursday from the minors and hits 2 home runs, and it's like, all right, we got to keep him on.
Wow. I would have been here all day.
Wow.
Ubis.
Wow.
Yeah. Ubis, that one threw me. Tom.
Gen Alpha is a really young, Al. I don't mean to interrupt you, but it says early 2010s to the mid-2020s. So
what would that be?
Holy like, hell.
Early 20s.
Yeah, those are...
They're the first children of millennials, actually.
No, I get so lost with all this. Yeah. Let's just move forward here. Give me another word.
Tom, what would it mean if I told you, unfortunately... I think you got ratioed.
Oh, no.
You don't want to be ratioed.
No, ever.
Okay, it's not my first thing that comes to mind. I'm sure that's it.
It's R-A-T.
It's R. Yeah, I know what a ratio is.
Well, the first.
Yeah, it's like.
No one likes it.
Were you thinking like ratio is like the worst cereal?
Do chocolate and plain Cheerios get together?
It's a bad cereal or something. Not a good cereal. Sorry, Willie. I just got it.
Okay. So ratioed. So that would that be something about the one number is significantly different than the other?
Yes, that's Tom. You were nerding your way through this.
Would ratioed mean that she's dating a guy who's really old?
No, but I love where you're going with this. Think internet. Comments. That's a big hint.
Oh.
Does somebody have a lot more followers than you do?
Out-ratioed? Your out-ratio would mean that, like, let's say you made a comment, you made a post, and it didn't get received well, but the reply that somebody, like, kind of sent you, like, a subtweet kind of dissing you got more likes than the actual post.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Wow,
yeah.
That is technical.
That is a name.
Ratio.
You'll also see this on Twitter if someone's getting quote tweeted more than they're getting liked. So
yes.
Someone's just showing off their tweet to make fun of them instead of actually liking their tweet. They'll say you got ratioed.
Wow.
Huh.
Really?
Okay.
Willie, did you know that?
Oh, yeah, you bet. You see this a lot.
You see this a lot.
Wow. And you'd heard the term ratioed?
Absolutely. So this will be like if someone someone will tweet something and they'll be mean to a celebrity or whatever, and then the celebrity will tweet back at them with that mean thing, and the celebrity has a much bigger following, so they'll get a lot more likes than the other person.
So you got ratioed, yeah.
Al, I just bought Thundercat's album on iTunes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I got it right here. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Yes. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is this the tune Dragon Ball? Is that the one?
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
I feel kind of fly standing next to you. Is this it? See, this is now, I was expecting sort of a hardcore rap. This
why,
is actually this is actually singing.
Yeah, Thundercat's a bassist.
It's like R&B.
Oh, it's nice. Oh,
yeah, no, it is nice.
I'm a fan.
That yeah, Thundercat's amazing. You know what's so crazy about this is a quick pre-pandemic story, but the day that everything kind of started going down with COVID when things were starting to shut down, I had actually convinced my show to book Thundercat. So he was in town playing Red Rocks here in Colorado, and he was going to be on my TV shows, the biggest, like I was so excited. And when we started getting phone calls, hey, the news station shut down. Hey, stuff. I was in such a panic. His manager called me like, what in the hell is going on? Like, we don't have any, and that's how crazy that day was. And I'll always remember is that I forgot that my favorite artist was coming to my show because, you know, you're getting phone calls like, hey, we're going into lockdown and no one knew what was going on. But Thundercat was supposed to be on my day, the day that America officially went into lockdown. And now we're out for the most part. So like, it's so great to hear that song and just know that my friends are all in the studio again, man. Life is good.
Is he, did you get to have him on the show?
No, not yet. I don't know if he's back touring yet, but I'm sure he is. Get his he's got a couple of albums, but his hit song is Them Changes, which is it's a great song. So if you like bass guitar, Rolling Stone said that he is one of the few musicians that has perfect pitch. That means he has a perfect ear for the bass guitar.
Oh, nice.
I'm pretty sure that Them Changes, that kicks off Chris Rock's last special, Al. I'm pretty sure that's the intro.
Really?
Music. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, we got time for one more quick one, Al. Give me another word I got to learn.
All right, Tom, you're doing well. Greg's helping out, obviously. Greg, jump in on here because I'm going to give you two words, Tom, because I'm feeling kind of mean today. Tom, what would I be saying if I said I had a yart, but it got rolled?
Y-A-R-T, yart?
Yes.
Oh,
I had a yart, but it got rolled.
Yeah, I'm completely out on this one. What's a yart?
Is it maybe smoking related? Because rolled is smoking and yart sounds like dart, which could be a cigarette. I don't know, though.
No, it's not. And rolled is not that either. I had never heard this.
Well, to be rolled in slang used to mean you were mugged, robbed.
Yeah.
I got rolled.
Think the opposite of that.
A stranger came up and handed me money while I was walking in a bad neighborhood. I don't know.
A yart is a party, and getting rolled means it got broken up by the cops.
These are kids. Remember, we forgot.
Yeah,
our age.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
What is it?
And actually, a darty is a day party, which I like.
A darty.
I like that a lot.
A darty.
Love a darty.
Oh yeah.
And a farty. A farty is a party on Friday.
Okay. Party is an old people's party. Is what that is.
Or the number 40 in St. Louis.
Thanks.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.